Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos. Trust your day was exceptional yesterday. Today's topic is a prayer. Deliver me. This is the psalmist praying and asking God to deliver him. In this stanza, he expresses deep longing and yearning for the fulfillment of divine promises and God's salvation or deliverance, which is another way to put it. Despite him feeling forgotten and facing persecution from arrogant individuals who oppose the truth, he remains steadfast in his devotion to God's word. He seeks God's help in overcoming the traps set by his enemies, and he asks God for revival through God's tender love and kindness. And like the psalmist, we continue to long for God's unending salvation in a world full of persecution and oppositions, yet we must remain unyielding and living according to his will. Like the psalmist also, we keep trusting in God's truth, receiving the strength he supplies to keep obeying his commands and remain steadfast in our faith, awaiting his revival and comfort in a world rife with unrighteousness. Dwight Eisenhower, the 34th U.S. president, said, "The supreme quality for leadership is unquestionably integrity. Without it, no real success is possible, no matter whether it is on a section gang, a football field, in an army, or in an office. Our success depends on standing in integrity towards God and his word and the mission he committed into our hands." So our takeaways today are: trusting in truth and integrity, even in the face of opposition and lies, is a key principle of success. Upholding honesty and integrity builds credibility and fosters trust in relationships and endeavors. Success often involves having faith and belief in something greater than ourselves, maintaining a strong sense of purpose and connection to spiritual beliefs can provide motivation and resilience in the face of challenges. Despite feeling forgotten and facing persecution, the psalmist demonstrates perseverance and resilience in remaining steadfast in his devotion to God's word. Success often requires the ability to persist in the pursuit of goals despite obstacles and setbacks. And seeking God's guidance and support in times of difficulty provides strength and clarity. Success often involves recognizing that we cannot achieve our goals alone and we need God to help us keep forging our way forward. In conclusion, success is not solely defined by external achievements or material possessions. You've heard this time and time again over this podcast. Instead, success encompasses a deep sense of faith, resilience, integrity, and a commitment to a higher principle. Despite facing trials, setbacks, and persecutions, the psalmist remains steadfast in his devotion to his beliefs and values. His trust in God's guidance, perseverance in the face of adversity, and willingness to uphold truth and integrity reflect core principles that contribute to enduring success. True success, therefore, is rooted in spiritual fulfillment, moral integrity, and unwavering faith. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout the day. I live according to God's word. My soul is revived. He preserves my life, and I am lavished with his love and kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.